A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. The word of God continued to spread and grow. After Barnabas and Saul completed their relief mission, they returned to Jerusalem, taking with them John, who was called Mark. Now there were in the church at Antioch prophets and teachers: Barnabas, Simeon, who was called Niger, Lucius of Cyrene, Manaen, who was a close friend of Herod the Tetrarch, and Saul. While they were worshiping the Lord and fasting, the Holy Spirit said, "Set apart for me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them." Then, completing their fasting and prayer, they laid hands on them and sent them off. So they sent forth by the Holy Spirit, went down to Seleucia, and from there sailed to Cyprus. When they arrived in Salamis, they proclaimed the word of God in the Jewish synagogue. The word of the Lord.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus cried out and said, "Whoever believes in me believes not only in me, but also in the one who sent me. And whoever sees me sees the one who sent me. I came into the world as light, so that everyone who believes in me might not remain in darkness. And if anyone hears my words and does not observe them, I do not condemn him, for I did not come to condemn the world, but to save the world. Whoever rejects me and does not accept my words has something to judge him. The word that I spoke, it will condemn him on the last day, because I did not speak on my own, but the Father who sent me commanded me what to say and speak. And I know that his commandment is eternal life. So what I say as the Father told me." The Gospel of the Lord.
You know, our real enemies are not the people who hate us. Our real enemies are not countries like Iran, Russia, and China. The real enemy is darkness itself. For this darkness is behind all the hatred and the murder and the violence in the world. And this darkness is not some remote enemy. No, this darkness would love to get into your minds, into your hearts and wills, and take possession of you. But here's the good news. A light has come into this world, though. It broke into this world 2,000 years ago. And this light seeks you and out to rescue us from this darkness and to transfigure and to remake us into the human beings that we are created to be. Here's what's interesting about all this. Not everyone wants to surrender to the light. It might, they think, be too embarrassing or too challenging if I surrender to this light. But this light, Jesus Christ, shines brightly in order to love us back to life again. It's not to shame us. It's not to embarrass us. There's no murkiness to this light. In fact, it shines so brightly that it forces us to decide. Either we're with Jesus or we willingly reject him.